is a professional perspective on resilience. In the context of leadership and building a brand, viewing challenges as navigational markers rather than roadblocks is what actually separates enduring brands from temporary ones. I mean, for a brand to stay for a very long time, years and years and years, there is endurance that comes with that. But most of the time, brands that cannot endure some of these challenges are the ones that end up being temporary ones and easily forgotten and, well, unsuccessful. Data over defeat is something else that we can point at. A setback is simply information. It tells a leader which roads are currently closed and requires the mapping. All right? So it is important to look at setbacks as simply an information platform where now you know what you didn't know, what caused the setback, and how can we move forward from this setback, and how can we avoid this setback. That way, you now know what you need to do and what you don't need supposed to do. Now, many professionals have turned difficult periods into launches for better opportunities by staying persistent and adaptable. And that is another thing that most companies and brands, you know, fail to do, is to adapt. The way things were being run in the 2010s, that is not how things are being run in the 2020s. So there is an issue of adaptability right there. You know, if big brands that I cannot mention right here weren't able to adapt, you know, to moving time and trends, some of them wouldn't be here. But they've had to adapt in every season for them to still stay relevant. The following are some steps that you can take to actually move forward in case you face some challenges or some setbacks. Number one, assess your position honestly. All right? Honesty is the number one key to growth. In any setup and in any scenario, you need to be honest with yourself. Honesty is the number one key to moving forward. Identify what you control and what requires adjustment. Another step you can take is set small, achievable targets. Break the journey into manageable parts to build momentum. And also, seek input from mentors or peers. Fresh views often reveal paths that you might have missed. So it is important sometimes to share, you know, what's currently happening with other people just to get a different viewpoint. But also, it's important to invest in new skills. Use online courses or projects to prepare for the next stage. Now, to maximize your investment in new skills for 2026, focus on high-impact platforms and hands-on methods tailored to current industry demands. For example, leverage AI-powered learning. Use platforms like Coursera or Udacity to find specialized nano degrees in AI integration, sustainable energy, or advanced data ethics, which are top priorities in the 2026 job market. That's a tip right there, okay? And then also, maintain routines for well-being. Regular exercise and rest keep energy levels always steady. It is important to always get excited and always have the energy for something that you're doing or for a project that you're working on. Because imagine you wake up someday and you're energyless, you have nothing to give. How will you give to that project? So you need to maintain routines for your well-being on a personal level. Because progress unfolds one decision at a time. So the moment one decision locks you back, you actually do remain back. Sometimes, to sustain your energy and focus throughout 2026, hey, you might integrate these high-performance routines into your professional life. Implement bioharmonizing, you know, breaks. Use the Pomodoro technique to balance deep work with short bursts of movement, ensuring your cognitive energy remains steady until the workday ends as well. You could do many other things that can work well in your favor to make sure that you maintain your energy and also your maintenance routines as well for your well-being. That is what we had today on the HR Hotline Unfiltered. This comes every day at 18:50, where we get to speak about the many issues that affect us in our workspaces. It could be anything that might make our workspaces not a conducive environment. Sometimes it could actually just be tips that we can put in as we go to work every day for a better working environment and experience as well. Today specifically, we were looking at how your present challenges are just a marking point on the map and not the end of the route, and how you can navigate through some of these setbacks and challenges either in your workspace or any projects that you might actually be working on. And the key takeout was that you need to prioritize data over defeat, because a setback is simply information. It tells you or a leader which roads are currently closed and requires remapping. Once again, if you are somebody that might be facing some challenges right now in whatever you're doing and you want to share how you're feeling or how you actually handle some of these challenges, please feel free to send us voice notes on the number 0977-977-860. We can always play them the next day or in the next segment. Thank you so much to each one of you for tuning in and for always coming through to Lusaka Radio. That is 97.7. My name is Tron Jabulani. I'm always right here from 14 up until 18 hours. Right now the time is 18:06. I do have to say my goodbyes, but you have a beautiful evening and have an amazing week. Bye-bye.
Hit it dry.
It's Given Beat City Vibe.
Don't let it drown in a noisy world, because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice.
Speak, be,
Lusaka Radio, the originators of today's modern radio.
Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one?
Everybody's tuned in, even other radio stations are locked on.
Everything you need, you better rock your body now. Everybody. Yeah. Rock your body.
Hit it dry.
I'm not yours, but I can't be. Slide my way, you know I can be yours. Can't be yours, just like.